this story is so precious that it's found in some manuscripts of Luke rather than John, but it was not going to get lost, you know. And somebody just put it back in John, but it kind of interrupts the gospel where it is, but it's too precious to get lost. And so, and how to see how the church has gathered this with the story of Susanna is quite beautiful. So, you know, it reminds me, Catherine Daugherty used to run what was called a friendship house. It was down in Harlem. Oh, my Lord, I'm going back now, 1920, something like that. And there was one of the young black girls, people donated clothes and things, and she sold them for a nickel or a dime or a quarter, because you don't give things away. The people don't have any dignity then. They buy them. They buy them for, you know, a 20th or a 50th of the right price, but they buy them. Well, there was this girl, pretty girl, and she'd push everybody aside and go up and get a dress and buy it and walk off. Now, she was a prostitute, and she was looking for a nice dress. So one day Catherine said to her, "How much you making a night, honey?" She said, $50. She said, "A good-looking girl like you, that's all you make? Let me pick out your clothes for you." So she started to pick out the clothes for the girl. That went on for a few weeks, till finally the girl said, what are you doing this for me for?" She said, "Because I love you." And the woman just burst into tears, and that was the end of that whole career, and she won her over for the Lord. And whenever I read this gospel, I think of that story about Catherine. And so we have them, and because we're also going out today to the clinic, we don't have a lot of time. But the point is mercy. Mercy. And especially, as I say, this gospel, these readings were read down outside the church of Santa Susanna, out in the square. And then people walked, and everybody, they did this every day in Lent. They walked from that Stazio church to another church in procession, stopping and reading and singing and going on until they celebrated the Eucharistic liturgy in the other church. And they waited, you see, and had this gospel when they were in the red light district, so that those women could hear that and have hope. That was the whole point. We should pray today. Now we have praying for the women who are going over, I guess, or he's not going to be there today, or is he? He's going to be there. Well, let's pray he goes home quick. But it's pray for this, you see. And pray that that God have mercy. That God have mercy.